Good morning. You're listening to Weekend Edition on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Chuck Hinman in Providence, and it's probably a little early in the morning for a triple murder burger, but let's at least examine what's in one.
It's got bacon, cooked mushrooms, cooked onions, lettuce, tomato, mayo, mustard, relish, ketchup, and a fried egg on top, and cheese.
That sounds good. And of course, Rhode Islanders everywhere will recognize that as a specialty of the house at Haven Brothers Diner, for years a beloved icon in downtown Providence, now the subject of a new documentary film. I'm talking this morning with the director of that film, Jeff Toast. Jeff, welcome to Rhode Island Public Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Let's imagine somebody listening now with no idea of what Haven Brothers Diner is. Can you give us a brief history of this downtown institution?
Well, Haven Brothers is, as I'm promoting in the film, is the oldest operating diner on wheels. Diners began here in Providence, Rhode Island. Many people don't know this. It was 1872, Walter Scott, and it was Haven Brothers that came along later in the late 1800s with Ann P. Haven, who may be the first woman to ever run a diner. This is a time when women could not own property. They could not even have custody of their own children. And the only reason Ann Haven was able to run the diner and start the diner is because her husband had passed away in 1892, and then she started the diner with his insurance money in 1893. And it's been a local institution. It's been through three families. It's been there for 120-plus years.
So you spent several years putting together this documentary. What is it that fascinated you about it that spurred you to go and do this with your life?
Well, I love Americana. And my first memory of coming to Providence is coming to Haven Brothers. My father brought me there, and it looked like a giant spaceship, and I was fascinated by it and more about the place itself than I was about even the food. I'm a lover of movies and storytelling, and really I just thought this place had the potential of a tremendous story. At least I was interested in telling it, and so I approached, of course, the current owners, the Giusti family, Sal and Ivan. Father and son who mainly run the diner, and they were receptive to the idea. And after that, it was just trying to understand the way I wanted to tell the story, the important pieces of it, the history of the diner. And then it was just the process of hunting people down. I spent years chasing some people down for interviews. There was and others, while I was there doing one interview, someone showed up and had a story for me. And with documentaries, it's a project of discovery. You're learning the story. You're finding the story as you're telling the story.
Now, not everybody is crazy about Haven Brothers Diner. Over the years, there have been several attempts to kick it out of the city, right?
That's in some ways a centerpiece of the story, the fact that in the 80s they tried to move the diner, and there was this modernizing of Providence going on. It was sort of out with the old, in with the new. And this is a time when there weren't cell phones and a lot of social media, but nonetheless, people got very upset. They were calling talk radio on a regular basis. They were petitioning to save the diner. They had public demonstrations. People don't want to see that diner go.
And it's still there.
Yes.
Right at the corner of Dorrance and Fulton, right?
That's correct.
Next to City Hall.
It has a reserved parking spot.
And it shows up in the evening and is there all night and then disappears at dawn, right?
Something like that. It's like 5 in the evening till 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning on the weekends.
So is this movie done now? Are you finished with it?
I am.
And when are we going to see it?
The Providence premiere is June 7th at the Columbus Theater on Federal Hill in Providence.
And are tickets for sale right now?
They are on the film's website, havenbrothersmovie.com.
Well, Jeff, thank you so much for coming into Rhode Island Public Radio, telling us about the Haven Brothers movie. We certainly look forward to seeing it, and best of luck.
Thanks for having me.